We are now Daf Kuf Tesa Bet Aleph, 10 lines from the bottom. Darash Rava explained or expounded. Ma'asi was when Patrick said, "Adonah to hostesu al ish to ratzchu kulchem kikir na toy goder hadachuya." So Malamed, it's a pasuk from Tehillim. Malamed how you know stim einam babali mamon. People of Sodom would look at the people with a lot of money. Umoshivim also etol kir na toy. They put the rich person right by a wall that was about to fall. So that's an order to hosisu, right? It says until when will you trick on about a person? So to its kulchem kikir natoy. So they put a wealthy person by a slanted wall that's about to fall. V'dochim was all over. They pushed the wall on him. V'voyim v'nothing was mono. They would take his money. The Either they would kill him, basically sue the estate. The Marsha says that they would say that he's the one who caused the destruction of the wall, and he has to pay for the wall. The Ben Yoyada would say that they would do this to the guests who had a lot of money, and the guests had no Yorshim, no inheritors. They would take all their money. Darsha Rav explains, basically, wasn't even public says Chasar, but Choshek Batim Yomam Chitmu Lamo Lo Yadu Or. You're tunneling in the dark with homes during the day. And Malamech, how you know Stimene and Babali Mamon. Again, they would feast their eyes on the people who had a lot of money. Mafkidimos Etzlo Aparsimon. They would deposit with them, say, can you watch these balsam oil? That have a very powerful fragrance. Manichmos basically can say, they place, these wealthy people would place this oil in their storehouse later in the evening. So they would come and they would smell it like a dog to know, they'd be able to figure out where the balsam oil was, and that's where the rest of their wealth was. Yeshuvu says Yeshuvu Laerv, you have a here. They would return the evening. They were like the dogs, so they surround the city and they'd come and they'd tunnel under the ground, and they take the money that the wealthy person had in his storehouses. Then now the Gemara has a whole bunch of psukim, and not so clear exactly what the relevance of these psukim are. It says Aram Yalinu Bibli Lavush Veksus Bakara Chamor Yisom Yin Hagi Yachpul Shor Almana Gvulos Yasigu Edro Eder Gazav Yiru Vehula Kvaras Yuval Vagadish Yisko. Talks about and the Marsha says that the pasuk about the psukim referred to different limudim, different stories about Sodom that we will read in the upcoming lines. It talks about people who would sleep without any clothing, and talk about the things with donkeys of orphans taking the pledge of an ox of a widow. Different psukim. And they're going to be related to different stories about Sodom that we're going to read. Darash of Yossi B'Tzipori. Yossi expounded in the city of Tzipori this story of Sodom with the balsam. And then what happened? And Achzorina hi laila t'las mea machtura B'Tzipori. So that night, 300 people did this, actually. They deposited this balsam oil with wealthy people in Tzipori. And they were able then to steal their stuff. Also, become entirely the wealthy people now came and got upset at Rav Yossi. They said, "Why do you relay Yavas Orchel Ganavi? Why did you teach the thieves how to steal from us?" Did I know? I was giving a shiur. I know they would come, and they would. I know that thieves would come and listen to the shiur. I was surprised. And the Gemara says, "Ki kodach nashi Rav Yossi." When Rav Yossi died, Shafei Marzei Dizipor Dava, the drains of the city were spilling with blood. Usually it's water, now it was blood. It demonstrates that the many farshim say Be'er Sheva, it says that shows that there was a lot of tsar, a lot of pain when Rav Yossi died, meaning that he wasn't at fault for this mistake. Now when the Gemara is going to talk about different strange perverted laws of Sodom. Amri, the Gemara, the people of Sodom would say, "The Ish Lecha Torah, if you had one ox, Mirichad Yoba, you have to graze all the oxen of the city for one day. Delay Slay, if you didn't have any oxen, Lire Treyoba, you should graze the oxen, all the oxen for 2 days. Meaning, the less you have, the more work you'd have to do. And they give some convoluted reason for this. Ahu Yasa Bar Blasa, there was an orphan who was the son of a widow. And Havale Torah Labira, they gave oxen to graze for 2 days because they had no, they took the pledge of the, of they took the ox, that only ox that he had, now he had none. But so what did he do? Azal Shaklita Vikatlidu. He went ahead, this orphan went ahead and killed all the oxen. Amar Lahu said to the people of Sodom, Isay Torah, Nishkol Chad Bashcha. Whoever has one ox, he could take one skin of one ox that died. The Leislay Torah, whoever doesn't have any oxen, Nishkol Trei Mashesh, he could have two skins of oxen. So the Gemara says, Amrulay, by high, what is this? How can you do that? That doesn't make any sense. So, Amalahu, he said back to them, no, Sotina Ketchias, you know, the end of the law should be like the beginning of the law. Matchilas, you know, just at the beginning of the law, when you establish the rule, the Islay Torah Bire Chadiyomit, the Islay Torah Bire Treyomit. If you had an ox, you grazed the town's oxen for 1 day. If you didn't have it, you'd graze for 2 days. So, Afsoftina. It's also this law, the Islay Chad Torah. It's splitting up the skins. If you had one ox, lishkol chad, you should take one skin. The leis Torah, lishkol trei. If you didn't have any, you should take two skins. Again, we see how perverse their laws were that they went down this path. They were even able to accept this totally twisted logic. Davar b'mabara neisiv chad. If they crossed the water by ferry, then they would give one zuz. The lava mamar, if they didn't go by ferry, they went by foot. So then they said trade. They would pay two zuzim. So those the poor people had to pay more. They were going by foot. They'd pay more. Davale dara de libne. Let's say a guy had a lot of bricks. Asi kol chad v'chad shaklu. Everyone would take one brick. Amarle, and everyone would say ana chadak d'shaklu. I only took one brick. It's not shava pruta, so you can't go after me. The Hava Shade Tumo Shamte, similarly, someone who spread out the garlic or onions to dry them, also Chad Chad Shakel Chad. Everyone would take one. And Amalei, Ana Chad Deshikle. And they'd say, I only took one, I didn't take more than one. So he couldn't go after anyone and he would lose all of his onions and garlic. So the Gemara continues that. There were four judges in Sodom. Shikroi, Shikroroi. Two of them are the language of Sheker, falsehood. Zaife, Ziuf, like a forgery. Matzei Dina, someone who twists the judgment. So the Gemara begins and says that the Macha de Itzei de Chavre Umapele, someone who would hit the wife of his friend who was pregnant and she miscarried. Amrilei, you have any halini the abri nehelech. So the judge would say to the husband, he said, you have to give the wife, your wife, to this other man, so that he can impregnate her, because that will fix what he did. The patzikle ulo dechamer dechavre. Someone cut off the ear of the donkey of his friend. Amrilei, the judges would say to the owner of the donkey, have any halad the katcha. So you have to give the victim has to give the donkey to the perpetrator. And until the ear grows back, obviously it would never grow back. The body lay the chaver. If someone would wound his friend, only chavla lay agra dishkal lachdava. They would tell the victim to pay the perpetrator money because he bloodletted. That's a medical treatment. Davar ma'bara. If someone would cross the river, you have arba. They'd pay four zuz. Davar ba'ya. If he'd walk in the water by his feet, you have a timna zuz. He'd pay eight zuz. Much more. Normally, it's the opposite, and again, the poor get poorer. The earlier the Gemara talked about one or two zuz, this is 4 to 8. Maybe that was with the passage of time. Some of Farshim say, others say that the one and two was for the citizens, and the 4 to 8 were for the guest. Zim lechada or visitors. Zim lechada also have a koves klal hasam. There was a launderer who was passing by. Amalei have arba zuz. They give four zuz. Amalei ana b'maya v'ra. I pass by with my feet in the water, not with the ferry, so I shouldn't pay at all. Oh, in that case, or pay much less. Amrlay, you can't have tamnaya davar t'mamayim. Then pay eight zuz. Lo yehi, he didn't give. But Jua, they wounded him. Asked the kam didai, and he went to the judge. Amrlay, have lay agra the shakalach daba. You need to pay this guy because he that hit you, pay money, because he did engage in bloodletting for you. He did a medical treatment. Over tamnaya zuz davar t'mamayim to pay eight zuz, because another eight zuz, because you crossed by the water without the ferry. Eliezer Aved Avram Yisrael Mihasa. Eliezer, the servant of Avram, happened to visit there. Pidua, someone wounded him. Asalakame Dayara, he came, this is came before the judge. Amarle, the judge said to him, Havale Agra Dishkalachtama, give him the payment because he bloodletted you. Shekel Gala, Eleazar took a staff, Padua Dayara, he beat the judge. Amar Maher, what's this? Amalei Eleazar said back to him, Agra Dinafak Laminach, Havdin Alai Lahai, said the money that you need to pay me because I bloodletted you. So you just pay to the guy who hit me and leave me out of it. I'll keep my money. Havia lehu ali. There was a special bed that they would have guests who come to town to sleep. Kimarach, if the guy was too tall, gaize lay, they cut off his feet. Kigutz, if he was too short, matkinle, they'd press his feet to make it longer. Stretch his feet to make it longer. Elazar Avram Ikla Hasa. Now Elazar the servant of Avram visited there. Amru Kum Gnei Apoya, go come sleep on the bed. So Amar Lahu and Elazar said back to them, no, Nidra Nadar Minyoma de Mises Ima Lo Gnei Apoya. I'm in a neder from the day that my mom died. I'm not gonna sleep on a bed. Kevin, when a poor person would come, you have like Kol Chad V'Chad Dinar. Everyone would give him a dinar to make it seem, oh, we're so generous because of Shmele, but they write their name on the dinar. But they wouldn't give him any bread. Kevin Mace, when he would die, because he would die of famine, everyone would take their own coin back because the coin had a name on it. They made a condition amongst themselves. Anyone who invites someone to a wedding, if you invite a guest to a wedding, then you lose your garments as a punishment. There was this wedding. Eliezer visited there. They didn't give him bread. He said, "We don't want to eat." Eliezer sat by the end of the whole group. Eliezer said to one guy, "Man," sorry, they said, "Amurle man da azmanach lasan." They said, "Eliezer, who invited you here?" Eliezer said to the guy who sat next to him, "You invited me here." He didn't really invite him. Amar, the guy said to himself, "Dimashami bi dana azminte." Maybe they're going to hear that I invited him. They're going to take off my clothing. So he basically took his garment and he ran off. That's what Eliezer did to each and every person who was there. Until they all left outside. And he ate the whole meal, Eliezer, by himself. There's a woman, a young girl, who was very caring, and she would bring bread to a poor person in a bucket. They used to draw water, so they wouldn't realize what she was doing. She made it seem like she was just using it to draw water, but she was really sending bread to the poor person. But it was found out. They finally found out what she was doing. Shura. So they smeared her whole body with honey, and they placed it on top of the wall. So the bees came and they ate her flesh. And this is behind the scenes. What means when the pasuk says "V'yomar Hashem zakas Sodom v'Amor ki rabah," that the cries of Sodom and Amor are great. Ki rabah v'marava, you know, marav al iske riva, and that girl that they killed her. So the cry. So what was crying? It was crying. This riva, this young girl was crying from their cruelty, and that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so God, decided to final straw to destroy Sodom.